Welcome back to The Lawn Hustle. I am your host, Andy Wilson. I own and operate Professional Lawn Maintenance in Newcastle, Indiana. Today we have a special guest with us. I am so grateful that she agreed to be on our show. Erica Crouppen with Crouppen's Poopin' Scoopin'. Thank you for joining the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to chat with you.
Erica has made a living out of cleaning up what all of us in lawn care and landscaping hate. She scoops dog waste and has made it into a profitable business. There's nothing worse than trimming down a fence row or around a tree, hitting a pile of dog waste and taking one to the face, or running over it with a mower and it getting stuck in your tires. I posted a video on Instagram, I believe. I hit a big pile a couple of days ago, and it was all in my tires. And I used the music. I made a poopy today. So there's nothing worse than you smell it all day long. So she has taken what we all hate and has made a business out of it. Erica is the host of the Scoop podcast. I encourage you to go subscribe and hit the notification button so you don't miss one episode. I am a frequent listener and always enjoy it. It's fun, entertaining, and educational. So, Erica, tell our listeners about yourself, your business, where you're from, and how long you've been in business.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that wonderful introduction and for the podcast plug. I'm actually going to be recording a podcast for myself after this. And I'm going to be talking about taking care of your physical health, and because our bodies get worn down because we work hard. So yes. Definitely subscribe and tune in. All right. So I'm Erica Crouppen. I'm the owner of Crouppen's Poopin' Scoopin'. I always say if your dog's pooping, Crouppen is a scooping. I'm from Michigan, which is, you know, the mitten. I'm 37 years old, and I've been doing this business for about 6 years. Before I got into the brown industry, I used to work at a local hospital, and I was there for about 12 years before I started the business. And then once the business hit six figures, within my first full year of business, I decided I want to leave the hospital. I no longer want to work there. So I figured out how to get health insurance. I figured out how to max out my retirement because I wanted to make sure that I continued doing that. And I replaced my hospital income. And so then I put in my 2 months. I didn't want to just give them a 2 weeks. I had been there. I felt like I had grown up at the hospital because I started there when I was 18 years old. And it was ended up being 14 years that I was there when I finally left. And I recorded my first YouTube video on my way home from my midnight shift, just saying like, I'm leaving the hospital. I'm going all in on this crazy poop scooping business. And people ask me, they're like, how did you know? Like, how'd you know this was going to be something? I didn't know it was going to be. And I used to think that I had like intuition, but it was God. God was around me and he was there with me every single step of the way, leading me. Even when I didn't necessarily know what I was doing, he knew what I was doing and he's still with me, leading me. Things have changed a lot over the years. There's been ups, there's been downs, there's been downs. Like this year has been a down year for me, just with employees and vehicles and hurting my back and all sorts of stuff. But I've grown a lot as a business owner. And I really think that that's something I would like to talk about is some years in business, you might not have a lot of revenue growth, but you go through things that will make you a better business owner. So then the following year, when that situation happens, a car accident, whatever. You know how to handle it. It's not going to take you a bunch of time to figure it out. Been there, done that. Let's keep it moving.
That was my next question. What got you to the point where you decided, I want to scoop dog poop and make that my living?
You know, it was okay. So my last name is Krupin and I'm married into that. That's not my maiden name. So my husband, him and I have been together for, oh God, I think 14 years, 15. I don't know. We've been together for a while. We've been married for like 6 or 7. Josh, if you're listening to this, I'm so sorry. But I've known him ever since I was 7. I've had a crush on him since then. He was just so adorable to me. But his brothers and other people around would joke around about Krupin's Poopin' Scoopin' because like their name rhymed with it. So when people ask me like, how'd you come up with this? I didn't. This industry has been around since the 80s. I'm just one that talked about it on the internet loudly and proudly. And so I was just miserable at the hospital. It was a great opportunity when I was 18 years old to get me, because I lived in a neighborhood of poverty. The majority of the people end up, you know, on drugs, addicted to drugs. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with several baby daddies. It's just, it's not optimal if you want to be like super successful, I feel like. And that was the road that a lot of the women went down. And I just knew like, that can't be for me. I don't want this life. And so when the opportunity came to get the job at the hospital, I jumped on it immediately. My aunt got me in there. It was rough. You know, I was really rough around the edges. And so the people there that were more professional, I would see how they would act and how they would walk. And I kind of like molded myself that way. But as time went on, I realized that I hate this. I don't want to do this anymore. So I needed to figure out what the next move was to get out of there. I did a lot of different things. I became an esthetician. That's skincare and waxing. I ripped a lady's eyebrow off. The whole eyebrow, the whole thing, I took it off. And I was like, okay, this isn't for me. I worked as a beverage cart chick. I was like a beer chick. I did that after midnight. And I was driving and I accidentally fell asleep while driving the car and drove onto the green. That didn't work out too well.
You might not want to go on the golf course.
Well, I was tired, you know, and I was driving the wrong way. Apparently I didn't know there was a right way and a wrong way to drive, but whatever. So then I sold jewelry. I worked at a bar. I did all sorts of crazy things. And then, I went to school to be a physical therapist assistant, struggled through that, didn't get accepted into the program. And then I started selling Premier Designs jewelry. And I know people harp on multi-level marketing, but I learned so much valuable information about building a business and connecting with people. So when I was standing in the kitchen looking at my husband, I was looking out the window. My dog was taking a poopy. I was like, I'm going to do it. I said, Joshua, I'm going to start that poop scooping thing. Can I use the Krupin's Poopin' Scoopin' name? It's not like he went and talked to his family or anything. He was like, yeah, sure. I was like, great. And literally the next day I went and filed for a DBA and hit the ground running and just was relentless and shameless and told everybody and reached out to everybody and anybody that I could possibly get connected with.
Well, there is no shame in your game. That's for sure. The innovation, just the thought process of turning dog waste into, I believe I heard on a podcast, $250,000 last year. Is that correct?
Yeah. So, which this year, I'm actually not going to do as much as I did in revenue last year. Because like I said, this was a tough year. If you want to get into that, we can. But yeah, $250,000. And because I'm around so many other business owners, like part of me is like, oh, that's really not that much. Because I know pooper scoopers that are doing 2.2 million. I know pooper scoopers that are doing 8 figures.
Wow.
500,000. So it's like, depending on where you want to take this business and the knowledge and the people that you can get around you, like there is so much opportunity out there in the poop scooping space.
Well, I have thought since I come to know you on social media and we had the privilege of meeting you a couple weeks ago at Equip, you and your husband, awesome. At the morning show. I have thought about making this a little side hustle here in Newcastle and hiring someone to, go around and service my customers that I already have. It's just another form of revenue for us. So that $250,000, is that your top figure or your profit?
No, that's top. My profit is way lower, actually, because I have an office space now, like a podcast studio. I reinvested back into the business heavily. I don't know if you've been following that, but I rebranded everything. I wrapped all of the vehicles. I had to hire and fire. So, that all messes with your bottom line.
Right. And your branding looks amazing. I love your trucks and your wraps. They look incredible. I guess you can take this business as far as you want to go, because dogs keep pooping and there's always a mess. So I think it comes down to how many clients you can take on. And what is your goal for your business as far as clients? How many clients do you think you can serve? And that, I guess that depends on employees. And you know as well as I do, sometimes that's a major issue in running a business, is finding people that want to work, that want to show up every day and put in the labor.
Yeah, and so you mentioned that we met at the morning show, and the first part of that week, which it was Equip Expo, I went to the LCR Summit, which Naylor is the one that put that on, and he had just a wonderful lineup of speakers, and I got to interact with a lot of other business owners. Granted, it's all in the green industry. There's no other pooper scoopers there, but you guys have been just so awesome and so welcoming, and I've been able to learn a lot. And my mindset was very limited, I realized. Not only did I not think very highly about myself and like what I value or value my time, because I'd be like, I just can go out there and I can scoop. It's not that big of a deal. But after listening to Jonathan Potoshnek talk about getting yourself out of the field, that you shouldn't be out there doing $20 an hour work. If you have started a business and you have grown a business and you've been able to put all this stuff together, your time is much more valuable. You need to get somebody in there to do that so then you can work on what you need to work on. Leveling up your skills, growing the business, growing people, all of that.
Working on the business instead of in the business.
Yes. And you hear that all the time. You hear it all the time. Get out the truck.
Yeah.
Get it. Do this. And you're like, yeah. But then you got to deal with the people and you deal with the hassle and you deal with the stress. And it's just like, then you get beat down and you're tired and you start settling, right? You have all these goals and all these dreams and you're like, maybe I don't want to do 500,000. Maybe 150,000 sounds good, because you're just so freaking tired. And that was the point where I was at up until I went to the LCR Summit. And so my next set of goals is to grow the team. I don't essentially have a revenue goal, because I don't know what all of that looks like bottom line, top line, because I'm not a numbers person. But I know I need to grow the team. I need to invest in people, because Jonathan did say that, because I would think in my mind, if I grow it, if I double the business, it's just going to be double the problems. It's going to be double the stress. But he says the bigger you get, the more people you have, the easier it actually gets. And I believe him. Yes. I truly do believe him. And so that's what I'm going to focus on. Because once you get to a certain point in business and you've been doing it for quite a while, and then you get older, your body starts to kind of break down and you start to lose momentum and you start to, I got a little lazy. I'm like, I'm a little comfortable. My house is almost paid off. I got nice cars. I got, I'm eating steak. And so I got a little lazy. And that's when it's just about you, it's easy to get lazy. But when you know that you have other people to provide for, and they have jobs and they have kids and they have goals, that is more impactful than just, I just want a little bit more money in my bank account.
Right. That's what I was going to ask you. What is your motivation? For me, my motivation to get up and go to work every day and work hard every day is when I get up in the morning, I stumble to the coffee pot. I look out the window and see my vehicles. I'm walking through a nice home. I turn the light switch on. There's electricity there. Paying my bills, being faithful to my commitments. Those become my motivation, my children, my wife, my shop payment, my mower payment. All of those things become motivation to me. And you're right, when you have an employee that's working for you, knowing that they are depending on you, his family or her family are depending on you, and that becomes a motivation for me as well. I'm glad you said that, because I was going to ask you about your motivation. Let me ask you this. If you could go back to when you first started and give yourself advice from what you have learned in the last 6 years, what would that advice be?
Ooh, okay. This is a good one. There's two of them. One, I would, every dollar that I could, I would reinvest it back into finding people that know more than I do. Like, I would pay higher dollar for somebody that knows how to do marketing, or somebody that knows how to grow a team. Possibly find an operations manager and overpay them so they could help me build out a team, because I don't know how to do any of that. That's what I would have done. Instead of going on vacation, buying a Gucci belt, upgrading stuff. It's not that I went like super crazy, but I wasn't as intentional with my money as I should have been. And I never thought about the thought process of hiring from the top down. I always thought, I have to learn how to be an operations manager, and then I have to teach somebody how to be an operations manager so they can grow the team. Jonathan Potoshnek was like, no, that's not how you do it. You spend the money, you hire an operations manager that's already done it, and then they build it out for you. What? That's crazy to me. But going to that summit and having those conversations and then watching his YouTube videos, it's completely blown my mind. And it's so very fresh, because we're just coming, like, we're on the tip, like, we just came off of that week, you know?
Yeah,
so
I think
honestly, that's what I would have done.
I heard, I believe he was on the Paul Jamieson, the Green Industry podcast, and I listened to him, and I think he's saying you hire from the top down.
Yes.
Instead of from the bottom up. So when you hire from the top down, you get quality people to excel your business in the direction that it needs to go. So you can hire those quality people to do the work, to where it frees you up as a business owner to do what only you can do. You know, you can train employees to mow grass, or to trim hedges, or to scoop poop. But there's some things as a business owner that only you and I can do. And I think that's what they're talking about when you hire from the top up instead of from the bottom up. So let me ask you this. What is the best business advice you've ever been given?
The best business advice. Honestly, I really do think the best business advice is what I learned at the LCR summit. Is
okay.
And I've had my buddy William from Swoop Scoop. He has said this before. You got to move quickly, and you have to find the people and pay the people to do the thing that you don't know how to do, to either teach you how to do it or to do it for you. And so you got to spend the money. You can't be scared. And so that, I think it's all just coming full circle. Because I don't know about you, but sometimes for me, It's like I hear things, but I kind of hear it, and then I hear it again, and I'm just really not in the right headspace. Then all of a sudden you hear it again, and it's like, boom, it like blows your mind, and you're like, what? I can't believe that. I didn't think about that. And I think it's just like another level that gets unlocked as you grow as a business owner.
I was asked that same question one time on a podcast, and my answer was, the best business advice I've been given is you can't do it. My response was, watch me. Even though I didn't have the best equipment when I started, I didn't even have a truck. I started in a 2008 Chevy HHR. I had to take the handles off of a push mower every time to put the mower in the back of the car, pull it out, put the handles on, mow, and just recycle and repeat that same process. So it was a humble beginning, but when I was told you can't do it, I was determined to fight and prove that I could. And we started off with one customer, quickly grew into two or three on the same street, and now we service 140 customers in a city of 17,500 population. So we have grown, and we're growing every year. But I want to get to the point where I'm, like we talked about, working on the business and not in the business. And we're getting close to that point. Let's pause and hear a word from our sponsor.
Are you tired of those spam calls about your online presence and website? I know you're nodding your head right now. Finding a company that knows the details about the lawn and landscape industry can be difficult. Well, I have a solution for you. Let me introduce you to Green Frog Web Design. We all know growing your business in our digital age requires an effective online presence, a website geared towards bringing in new customers. With fierce competition and a never-ending line of Chuck in the Trucks ready to take your place, DIYing your online presence is not a serious option for growing businesses. Find a trustworthy and effective solution with Green Frog Web Design. Oh, and by the way, the first month for a new website is $1. Link is in the bio.
All right, we're back with Erica Krupen with the Krupen Poopin' Scoopin' Business. Is there anything that keeps you awake at night?
Myself, man, I'm really rough on myself. I've always been that way. I've always felt like I don't do enough. I'm not good enough. I could do better. There's a better way to do this. That right there has been really difficult for me, and having the confidence to know that like what I'm doing is the right thing. And up until the last like year, it's been a struggle, but now that I am following in my faith and that's getting more stronger, I'm able to pray, work it out with God, and lean on Him to know like, even if I don't possibly make the right decision, it's okay, because he's going to be with me, and then I can course correct. And so that really has been what kind of keeps me up at night. And just, there's so many options too. It's like, as a business owner, we can just get into so much trouble.
Yes.
Like, stay focused.
Yeah. When I started, I didn't know how to run a business. I didn't know, you know, a lot about profits and P&L statements, and I was confused. I made a lot of rookie mistakes in the beginning. But I've often wondered if those mistakes were what really helped me to grow and to learn. So if it's something I learned from, is it really a mistake?
No, it's a learning experience for sure.
So I'm thankful that mistakes aren't fatal. They're not final. We can learn from them. We can get up. We can brush ourselves off, and we can fight another day. I often tell a story about Rocky Marciano. It was late in his career. He was fighting the number one contender. The contender weighed more, had a further reach, was stronger. The night came, the fight started. Rocky Marciano lost every round until the last round. When the bell rang, they come out fighting, and the contender dropped his guard for 1 minute. And Rocky Marciano landed one punch, and he went down for the count. And Rocky Marciano was successful in defending his title. They asked him after the fight was over. He weighed more. He had a further reach. He was stronger. How did you win? Rocky Marciano said, I just made up my mind. Every time I got knocked down, I was going to get back up. And I knew if I could land one good punch, that's all it would take. So my word of encouragement to you would be, every time you get knocked down, just get back up. Keep fighting. You're going to land that one good punch, and you're going to find all the success that you want to find. And if you could say something to me to encourage me, and I know I'm probably the most unlikely to do a podcast because of my voice. This is what throat cancer left me. But I will not be defined by cancer. Cancer did not win. It did not defeat me. It changed me, but it did not defeat me. So if there's something that you could say to me today, what would that be?
Like business, well, okay. Because we're podcasting right now and you brought up the podcasting section, because I don't know much about your business right now. But you hadn't done Zoom before, right? For the podcasting?
Right.
Right. And so I would say I think you should incorporate like more video, learn that part of it. Cause it's not that hard. You're already halfway there and you have the podcast. And then that way you can have the audio or you can have the video to go along with your social, so you can promote a lot more on social. So I really think that would be something extra to add.
Okay.
To content strategy. And all you have to do, because you already have the video right now, I'm looking at you. You just need to, I don't know how you have your phone set up or your thing. You just need to flip it the other way.
Okay.
So you have it long ways.
Okay. All right. Let me see what I can do. Well, I'll do that next time.
And we can talk about that and do that, because I, even though you said because of your voice, like your voice is relaxing, it's deep, it's calming, coming from somebody that has a high-pitched voice.
Well, I appreciate that. I just got a notification on Zoom. We only have 10 minutes left because I'm in the free stage of Zoom, I guess. I didn't subscribe to any other whatever you want to call it, price increase. So I appreciate you coming on my show. I feel like we've had a good show. I feel like we've offered some people some information that might help them to get started or to help them run their business. So I appreciate you, and I thank you for joining. And is there anything we're missing or anything we're leaving out that you want to say?
Yeah, I want to circle back to what you were talking about with the, you know, getting knocked down and getting back up and being like persistent. You know, as we go through this entrepreneur journey, we get like punched in the face and we get punched in the gut and then we get kicked in the back and you just kind of get beat down. Then you get back up. And I really think it's important to take care of like your emotional health when it goes through that. In my process, my journey, I actually started drinking a lot more than I would like because I needed to cope. I was eating a lot more. I was getting heavier. And as a business owner, that's not good. Like the energy level isn't there. Right. So when you're going through these processes, if you catch yourself doing things that aren't necessarily good for your health, try to figure out how to get your mind right, get your head right. So then you're able to cope with stress. Because business is all about problems. If there's no problem, there is no business.
That's right.
Solve problems.
Right.
So Take care of your mental health. If you're drinking too much, if you're smoking too much, if you're eating too much food and you're gaining a bunch of weight, it's slowing you down. Get that stuff in check.
Yes, that's great advice. I appreciate that. And I think sometimes we need to treat our bodies as a temple. Because Scripture says we are the temple of the Holy Ghost and God. God lives in us. And we got to take care of ourselves. So I appreciate you passing on that advice to our listeners.
Thank you. Yeah, because God spoke to me in a Chick-fil-A on a Saturday after a wedding, after I drank way too much. He's like, you need to quit drinking. You're gonna lose your husband because you are just not a pleasant person. You don't even like yourself at this point. And you're getting lazy and you're getting sloppy. And so it was like March 27th. A year and a half ago, I had my last drink of alcohol, and it was tough because you have to learn who you are. Like right. You have to learn your thoughts without things to cope with. And so if you don't know yourself and you haven't went through that process, I would encourage you to learn who you are clear headed.
Yes. Well, I want to have you back on, and we'll do a whole show maybe on mental health and physical health.
I love that stuff. I would love to do that.
Okay, we will do that. We're going to call this one a wrap until we talk again. Thank you for listening to The Lon Hustle. Erica, have a great day. God bless you.
Bye.